Just one day after Burkinabe President Blaise Compaoré reached agreement on talks between the two sides, civil society groups set preconditions that the military is rejecting.
Notre réponse est que les forces vives sont favorables à cette rencontre, mais ils la sortissent.
Civil society spokesman Aboubakar Sylla read a statement from the coalition of political parties, trade unions and civil society groups saying they welcome President Compaoré's mediation but will only take part in those talks following the resignation of military ruler Captain Moussa Dadis Camara and the dissolution of his ruling military council. Guinea's military rulers reject those demands, saying none of the preconditions were part of the terms presented by President Compaoré, who's working on behalf of the Economic Community of West African States. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner are also calling for Guinea's military rulers to step down. Commandant Moussa Keita is a member of Conakry's ruling military council.
La Guinée avant 58 est différente à la Guinée après 58. Nous sommes un État indépendant. Nous ne sommes plus sous la colonie.
Keita says Guinea before independence is not the same as Guinea after independence. As the nation is no longer under French colonial rule, he says France will not impose its will on a sovereign, free and independent country. Human rights groups say at least 157 people died last Monday when security forces shot demonstrators protesting Captain Camara's expected run for the presidency. The military government says 57 people died, most in the crush of protesters fleeing the stadium. Captain Camara is blaming his political opponents for holding an illegal rally, saying they should have known that Guinea's military has what he calls uncontrollable elements. Captain Camara says he's not responsible for the violence because he wasn't there.
You have a number of people who are responsible. Being the head of state, he also bears a responsibility.
Corinne Dufka heads West Africa operations for Human Rights Watch. The group is calling on Guinea's government to identify and prosecute those responsible for the violence.
They need to be held accountable, and this will begin to address what has been a longer-standing problem of impunity in Guinea, in which the military forces and the security forces have been able to get away scot-free with abuses they've committed.
Civil society chief Mukhtar Diallo says opposition leaders cannot negotiate while opposition demonstrators remain in detention.
Nous lui avons dit que d'accord au dialogue, mais nous considérons qu'aujourd'hui nous ne pouvons pas.
Diallo says Guineans are still in prison under difficult conditions following last week's unrest. He says some of them are suffering as they're being detained in shipping containers. Diallo wants President Compaoré to put pressure on the military government to free those people immediately and without conditions. The opposition wants members of the ruling military council blocked from contesting next year's scheduled presidential and legislative elections. Dufka says regional mediation must address those issues.
The parties have to go with good faith to talk, to look for a solution that would ensure that the rights of Guineans are respected, that elections, that free and fair and transparent elections happen as soon as possible, that those elections are not characterized by intimidation and manipulation and the undue influence by the military government which is in power.
Since taking power in a coup last December, Captain Camara has replaced local government officials with military and security personnel.
Which automatically, right there, especially given Guinea's history of the lack of separation between military and civilian life, creates an unlevel playing field for the election.
Captain Camara has not announced his candidacy, but he has told supporters that he'll not insult them by ignoring their demands that he run for president. The African Union says it will sanction Captain Camara this month unless he makes clear that he will not be a candidate. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.